You're listening to Talk of the Rock with your host, Kayla DeRoche. And we have an event coming up that we're here to talk to you guys about today. And I'm just going to let one of our participants and organizers here actually explain that. So do you guys want to go around and introduce yourselves, first of all?
Good afternoon. My name is Sarah Harrington.
Hi there. I'm Brianna Peterson.
And I'm Marissa Collar-Williams.
All right. So one of you want to explain what this march is all about?
Well, we're here today to talk about the Women's March, which is coming up this coming Saturday on January 21st. And this is a local and nationwide movement where really millions of people are expected to gather and stand together in solidarity for our partners and our children, our protection of rights, our safety, our health. Really, we just want to recognize that we live in a diverse and vibrant community and nation, and that that's the strength of our country. And we're asking everyone to join us on Saturday. We wanted to talk a little bit about what the march is for. It's called a Women's March, but it's definitely not limited to women. It's for anyone in our community who wants to feel united. This is a time when I think a lot of people are feeling divided politically, and this is an opportunity for us to get together and to say what's important to us and to come together as a community. For me, that's one of the benefits of living in Kodiak, is that we have a lot of strong people to surround ourselves with and feel empowered.
All right, and so could you guys kind of go around and talk about some of your reasons for wanting to get involved in this march, which is actually a national movement right now?
I talked with the Anchorage District, who has planned the Anchorage March on Washington, and found out how to go through the steps to get one set up here in Kodiak. There's I think over 10 now statewide. But part of the reason for me was this past election cycle. And it's just our country feels very divided right now. The rhetoric that was spewed over even the last couple years, it just felt like I needed something to do. I wanted something to do. I was feeling pretty helpless being in Kodiak. I looked at tickets, mileage tickets, to get to Washington, D.C. to try to feel like I was able to do something and get more involved. I haven't done very much as far as activism goes or event planning. Was very grateful for Sarah and Marissa to come on board right away and offer their support. And as for reasons why I am going to march on Saturday, I feel like the list could go on and on and on. The core of it is women's rights, our human rights. I feel like I'm marching for my children, for both my sons, for my daughter, for health insurance, for equal rights, for women, for minorities. I think it goes on and on and on. I think that people that are coming on Saturday that I've talked to, they also have it just a broad pendulum of reasons of why they feel like they want to be there and be involved.
I mean, really, this is about unifying our community and staying grounded in the relationships that we already have, and also forging new relationships together as we look to identify some of the changes that we might be facing in coming years. Here in Kodiak and in the state of Alaska, we're looking at budget cuts, specific to our communities, as well as other things that are happening nationwide. And so it's really a time for us to get together and say what's important to us and speak out. One of the things that you can do that is the most powerful motivator for our representatives is just say what's important to you and hold, members of Congress accountable for the changes that are happening. And so this is something that everyone can get involved in. It's really something that begins at a grassroots level. And we're just excited to have the opportunity to get together and be active in shaping the world that we live in.
And one of the most important aspects of this, I think, is setting examples for each other. And that doesn't mean that, like, just me as a 29-year-old am setting examples for the 15-year-olds of the world, but also setting examples for women who maybe haven't been involved in things like this their entire lives and now are looking for a way to make an impact. And so we've gathered a few people in our community to stand up and talk about their roles as leaders or change makers in whatever their part of the world, and hopefully help women get started on whatever change they want to make, inspire them to take that first step and be a part of their community on a level that they hadn't participated before.
Right. And I think you've put a lot of emphasis on this being a nonpartisan march. So this is open to everyone.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit more about some of the changes that you can see coming for women during this time? Or
I think we're all a little reluctant because we don't want to make this about anything negative. For us, it's really about keeping it positive and being proactive in our communities. We want everyone to feel welcome and to join us. So, you know, if you have any, you know, perceptions about what we're here for, come and talk to your neighbor about it. That was definitely one of the call to actions that I heard in Obama's farewell speech, was to stand up and participate. You know, if you see people talking about things online and social media, you know, take the opportunity just to sign off and come and talk to people about it in real life, because I think we can be a lot more we can be a lot better in person, be more empathetic, we can be more understanding, we can identify goals that are reasonable for our community when we get together and we talk about it with one another. You know, and this event is really meant to showcase, you know, the strength and the wisdom that we have as a country and a community. And is calling upon us to embrace our neighbors and the differences that we have and come together to promote the common good. So if you're feeling like you want to connect with people, now is the time. I think that it's called a Women's March because of how it originated. Brianna, do you know a little bit about where this came from? I think that there was one woman, an elder, I think in California, who said that she wanted to get together and do something to kind of demonstrate the power that we have. And so that's how the name Women's March came to be. But it's really all about, you know, recognizing our diverse community and our diverse needs, and protecting those and advocating for one another to make sure that our community is as healthy and vibrant as it can be.
Yeah, I would agree. And our community especially is extremely diverse. And while we, I think, like to think of ourselves as fairly fluid and unified because we see each other at Safeway every day, it is still really hard to reach parts of our community and really make them feel at home. And I hope that this is an opportunity where we've recruited enough people to help us spread the word verbally and to our neighbors to really reach the outlying corners of our community and make everybody feel welcome and feel like their voice deserves to be heard and that they have legs to stand on. And if they don't feel that way, then this could be an opportunity for them to find out how to do that, how to make things happen and participate and shape the world in a direction that they would like to see it go.
So in particular, I guess I want to say that we're inviting people to come, you know, from any background. So whether you're a Lutic or, you know, Samoan, we want everyone, all races and religion, all ages and abilities to come because this is really about unity and solidarity. And I think it's easy to see this as a response to political events or policies or rhetoric that we're hearing around us at any given moment. This movement is really larger than that, and it's larger than any one specific event or person or policy that we might be seeing or recognizing. It's really just something for all of us to share together. So we're going to be starting on Saturday the 21st. We're inviting people to come at 9:30 in the morning to sign in. We're going to be taking names just so that that way we can help keep a record of how many people are coming. I know that people are expecting this to be maybe one of the biggest marches and protests
ever,
mm-hmm. which is
internationally,
mm-hmm. which is incredible. And so we're not taking information to send you spam or to recruit you for, you know, memberships or donations, but we are going to be asking people to come around 9:30 so that we can just get an accurate register of how many people are involved. And we're going to be starting here at the Kodiak High School parking lot. The march will begin at 10 a.m. And then, Brianna, do you want to describe what we're going to do from there?
Yeah, we'll be starting at the high school parking lot and going down on Rezanoff down towards the Y. And rather than try to cross any streets, we're going to go down to the gas station and then loop around the corner there and come back up on Mill Bay Road. And we'll go up until we reach Powell Avenue, which is the road that runs between the middle school and Main Elementary. And so we'll follow that and then take a right back onto Rezanoff and make our way back to the parking lot. And then we'll come over and end at the library. The library is going to live stream the Washington, D.C. march, and they'll start that at 10 a.m. in the craft room. So for anyone that wants to participate in the march but doesn't want to actually walk with us, or just if the route's too long, there's a couple shortcuts along the way, so you could come back earlier if you'd like, or if you're walking with your children, who are more than welcome to attend. We do have a couple shortcuts, so you can watch the Washington, D.C. march at the library, and then we're estimating that all the marchers will be back to the library at about noon, and we'll catch the end of the live stream, and then we'll have guest speakers start at 12:30. The library has requested, because of parking, that if you are parking in the high school parking lot for the start of the event, if you can leave your vehicle over there rather than drive over to the library, just to be sure that we have enough spots for everybody. And then starting at 12:30, we have 4 speakers confirmed, 4 guest speakers, and we are working on a few more.
Okay. So you mentioned before that this has kind of been a buildup of over about 2 years. So why are some of the reasons we're having this march? Like, are we just having it now to, like, remind people that women's rights are important? And why not a march with some other group? Why women?
My understanding is women are really powerful when they come together. And I think oftentimes we don't come together. We take a step back. And it's just somewhat of that traditional role, I suppose. But this one in particular, you know, it was just in light of some of the comments that have been made about women over the last year or so, and comments about taking us backwards.
I realize we're trying not to be political.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
we can still talk about issues that are important to women at any given
year.
Yeah,
it just feels
year.
Like, you know, we've been working so hard. Women have been working so hard to go forward, and this march is inspired by a lot of the women that have come before us that have marched for the right to vote. And, you know, we're still marching for equal pay, which it's 26 or 2017. And we're marching for equal pay. But,
you know, you can really see this as a maternal thing, mm-hmm. too. I mean, nurturing and caretaking for those around you, empowering people. It's a very maternal quality. And just like Brianna said, you know, part of the reason why I'm here is because I want to show our daughters that women can do anything, you know. And I think it's especially true in this community, where if you get involved, if you put your name down on the list to make something happen, you know, time after time, we see these incredible, projects come to life and give us meaning and worth and pride in our home. The library project for me is that example. So I was on the board of directors for the KPLA. I was the co-chair for the Capital Campaign's Publicity and Events Committee. And look at what we were able to accomplish. You know, a $13 million project, which has become really... And of course, I'm saying this with some bias, but, you know, I love our library, and I think other people love our library, but it's just one more example of, regardless of where you're coming from, we can get together and do incredible things. You know, there's definitely truth. I know we're all kind of awkwardly dancing around this women's issue, but, you know, the truth is that, like Brianna said, I think that it's women have... you know, powerful roles in our communities, you know, traditionally and contemporary. Our ways maybe have just changed a little bit, but, you know, that's why there's four women in this room right now here talking about an incredible opportunity that's happening this Saturday. And I hope that some men will join us too, gentlemen.
You know, and it's interesting to think about the history of women's rights. Over the weekend, somebody sent me a photo from one of the first ever marches for women in 1913. So to think about over 100 years we've been fighting for rights, and wouldn't it be so much easier if we did it together, if we spoke with one voice, or even if you got together on Saturday and met 50 people that you didn't even know lived here, but you all felt the same way about, I don't know, building codes. And so you all decided to get together and write a proposal. And then you all show up at public comment and you're all saying a similar thing. And that's a demonstration of democracy. And that is beautiful. And that's, it will always be work. There will always be something to fight for. But it will be easier if we do it together as a team. And as women, I think we're taught to compete with each other, like whoever's skinnier or prettier has better makeup or whatever, or dating a certain person, that we can no longer be teammates. But I think, in effect, just by being born a female, we are teammates. And we are uniquely qualified to work together because we are kind of taught to be competitive, but also to leave your ego at home. And so... we're taught to live for the greater good, and I think that's exactly what we're doing.
It also seems to me that, especially right now, the term of feminism mm-hmm. is kind of evolving, and it seems to evolve every year. In fact, it seems to have changed because of the internet and discussion going on over the internet. So just having marches like this kind of encourages that dialogue to continue and maybe to go beyond the term a little bit. Like, what do you think feminism is? And, like, is it equality, or is it, like, one gender over the other? Or so it's good to have these shows of unity once in a while.
It's interesting how the word, you know, feminist has changed in recent years. They were just talking about that on Talk of Alaska this morning when I was listening in, about how it suddenly has kind of a negative connotation to it. And we don't totally understand that or see reason to have that. And so for me, I know it's definitely just about empowering ourselves and empowering others. It's something that brings people together in my mind. I really don't see any kind of negative connotation with it, which is why I'm excited to be a part of this, really.
Right. And just, I think that's shown by inviting men and women and anyone mm-hmm. to the march. It's not just like women above all. It's like everyone
exactly.
should be concerned about women's rights because, you know, you're surrounded by women. You're probably related to women.
You were born by a woman.
Let's all agree upon that and then think about it and talk about it and get together and, like, make sure it's still a priority that men and women be part of this community.
Yeah. Well put.
Yeah.
And feminism, by definition, means equality. That's really all it means. It doesn't mean, you know, kill the patriarchy, right? It means, like, we just... are all people, and we all just want to be given a fair chance. And so hopefully by the end of the day on Saturday, everyone who's there will feel like they have a better shot at an equal opportunity, or at least know how to get there, what the next step is.
So if anyone has any questions, we have been, we created an event on Facebook, and we've been sharing resources there. And I think you should be able to find it if you search.
Yeah, it should be under Women's March on Washington, Kodiak, Alaska. I would spew off the site, but it's a lot of numbers.
So that's one way to find out more information. I'd also invite you to get in contact with any of us for more information. This is not affiliated with an organization officially. This is just us as individuals in the community, volunteering our time for this specific purpose.
Mm-hmm. Grassroots, just like the library.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I was really glad you brought that up. I was thinking about that the other day. You know, we've got, 170 people on Facebook who said that they're at least interested or going to be there on Saturday. And I had a thought about, maybe we should be streaming this in the high school gym where, we've got plenty of room and there could be a really huge screen. But I think it means more for everyone to gather in a place that was born from community members. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll see you at the library on Saturday.
Yeah. So do you think you might stream it? Do you think that's a possibility?
That's the plan, right?
Oh, okay.
The Washington, D.C. march.
Yeah. Ours will not be streamed.
I was like, maybe some people in the flats want to see us march. I don't know.
Oh, there better be people from the flats there.
I'm sure.
Everyone is invited, even the flats.
That's right. All the way out there.
Yeah. And do you know what other locations? Is it just like throughout the nation? Is just like every location that wants to volunteer to organize a march like this, it's going to happen?
It's really incredible to watch it come together. And so we've been kind of linked in with various organizers in the state and in the nation. But even if you just Google Women's March, all kinds of great information is going to come up. It's going to show you that there are hundreds of marches happening around the country and around the world. In Australia, mm-hmm. in Africa, I mean, all over. This is really speaking to the heart of what's important to people, and it's different for everyone, and that's okay. But it's really remarkable to see all these people stand together like this. You can also find a lot of information online about what the event is for. And it's, it's really for dignity and justice, for people's freedom and individual rights. Like I said earlier, unity and democracy, and it's nonpartisan, as we've been saying. But it's not against anything in particular. So anything that you do want to come for, we would welcome you to bring that to the conversation and to look it up online, find out some information. This is a great time to educate yourself and empower yourself. If we don't have the answers for you here now, we would love to talk with you about it when you join us on Saturday morning. And so, again, we're asking that people come at 9:30 so that we can sign you in, and then the march begins at 10. Like Brianna described as well, the march is going to be about a mile long. Is that right?
It's about 1.5.
1.5 miles.
Yeah, but we have two different shortcut possibilities. So
you can...
I know a lot of people were asking about bringing their children and... we'll be on the sidewalk, so you could have a stroller, but if the children are walking, if they're younger, and they might not want to quite make it the whole way, and come back to the library a little before us.
Or elders, this is people with physical challenges are just as welcome to come speak up about those as well as any other issues. But we have two spots specifically where people can turn and head back to the library for a shortcut. So don't worry, we will help meet you where you are able along the way on Saturday.
We also ask people if they would like to bring a sign to carry in the march, just to keep it positive, try to avoid any anti-comments. We did a sign making event on Sunday at the library, and we posted lots of different ideas on the event page. You can Google it and find, there's a lot of signs you can download that people have made available to download for free as well. But just if you do choose to bring a sign, which we would love people to carry signs and use it as a way to share their message or why they march, but just if you can keep them positive and avoid any anti-messages.
We've asked our speakers to do the same as well. So the ladies that we have asked to speak, their speeches will be about social progress and leadership and mentorship. And there won't be any, hopefully, the plan is that there won't be any political associations. It's really just about making a difference.
Right. And I, when you were speaking about empowerment, it occurs to me that if we keep on thinking that we already have the voice, we'll never speak up, we'll just think the other person's going to speak up. So this is a thing like this is important, just sending out the call that let's all get together and make sure that we do have the voice that we think we have, and we're not just quietly talking among ourselves saying, oh, there's someone else representing us or someone else stepping up in the community. So it's a good thing we have something like this to kind of put out the call.
And you know, it's also just a great opportunity to develop your skills as a speaker, you know, whether you like to debate or give speeches or whether you don't like to do either of those. It's important to be able to communicate your ideas and formulate arguments. And I think that this is a healthy, safe environment to do so. It's going to help you in a multitude of ways throughout your life if you can speak clearly without ums, as I just did. but we're here to help one another, and that's what it's all about for me. Also, Kayla, would it be all right if people called into the station if they had any questions, and then we could touch base with you later on?
Sure. Anyone can call. Up. Yeah, if you have any questions, you can call 907-486-3181, and we can put you in touch with any one of these ladies and give you some more information. So, again, you can contact us at 907-486-3181. So we only have a couple or more minutes here. Is there anything else that potential attendees might like to know or you want to tell them about?
We should touch base on the weather. We're planning on doing this regardless of what the weather is. Right now, the forecast looks much like it is right now outside. Very, very cold. So wear lots of layers. And I would also suggest ice cleats if you have them. The sidewalk looked pretty slick today, so I don't see any of that melting too quick. What else do we have on?
I would also suggest that if this sounds interesting to you, that you check with one other person you know, that even if you think they might not be interested, that if you just ask them if they're going, we are hoping that that personal connection is what's going to make the difference. You know, it's easy to share something on Facebook, but to really actively encourage a friend or a neighbor to come is what's going to get people there and what's going to eventually create that bond.
All right. So I'm going to let you guys go now because we only have a couple of seconds left.
Thanks, Kayla.
So thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.